If you've been around the entrepreneurship world for a while now, honestly, even if you've been around it for a little bit, I'm sure you've heard of people talking about S-corps. Now, you might ask yourself, now, what is an S-corp? What makes it different? Should I elect right now? What exactly is it? And is it worth it? And that is what we're going to talk all about today. I have seen a lot of people elect too early for an S-corp, but I've also seen a lot of people elect too late to be an S-corp. So in this episode, we are going to go all over what exactly it is, how it changes the structure of your business and your books, because it really does change the way that things flow through. And then also give an example of how it can save you money and what exactly it all entails. So stick around. I got something good for you today.
Welcome to the Profit Priority Podcast, where we empower creatives to grow their business, expand their profits, and maximize their personal time. I'm your host, Lorianne Koontz, wife, mama, and lover of all things business. Here on Profit Priority, we talk about it all, from unveiling money management tips that will help you maximize your profits, to talking about time management ideas that will help you stay inspired to continue to create, and to help you protect and preserve your energy so you can be present in all areas of your life, whether it's business or it's personal. Profit isn't just about money. It's about way more than that.
All right, you ready to dive in? I'm excited. I really love S-corps. They are a great strategy. However, they can be done too quickly. So that's kind of what we're going to talk about today, of what an S-corp is, and if it's a good time for you to elect to be an S-corp. March 15th is the deadline. So every year, March 15th is the deadline to elect to be an S-corp. Once you elect, it's very difficult to go back, and it's nearly impossible. So you want to be very sure on your decision to make sure that you are doing the right thing. So what is an S-corp? An S-corp is solely just a tax filing status with the IRS. So for example, I'm an S-corp to the IRS, but I am an LLC. So like I started out as an LLC. I told the IRS that I wanted to be taxed as an S-corp, and that's how it goes. So I file a separate tax return and it goes as an S-corp return. And then I also file a tax return for my personal stuff. So it creates two separate tax returns. When you're an LLC, you file one tax return and your LLC and everything goes on that one tax return, your personal tax return. So basically, in general, you are, by electing as an S-corp, you're just telling the IRS like, hey, I want to be taxed as a corporation and an S-corporation, and that's what I want to do. And so when you do that, it kind of changes the way that money flows. So currently as an LLC, if you are an LLC or a sole proprietor, the way that you pay yourself is through owner's draws. So you are transferring money from your business account to your personal account. It is not an expense to the business. It is solely just you taking money out of your checking account and transferring it over. It does not go on your profit and loss. It's not a tax deduction. That's it. Like you just transfer money over whenever you have it or whatever your pay schedule is, or how you've structured that. Now, when you switch to be an S-corp, you are required to file or to pay yourself through payroll and pay yourself as a W or as a W-2 employee with a reasonable compensation. And all of this jargon and everything, I want you to double check, make sure you're talking with your tax preparer, your CPA, your bookkeeper. I'm not your bookkeeper. I'm not your tax preparer. This is just in general information. And I would like you to go and talk to them to see if it's the right, right decision for your business. Okay. Out of that. I should have said that at the beginning, but we got that out of the way. Let's see, where was I? I was talking about, okay, transfers. When you pay yourself as an S-corp now, like I said, you are a W-2 employee of your own company, and you have to pay yourself a reasonable comp. Your CPA can like come up with what the reasonable compensation is. Basically, the IRS is just wanting to make sure you're following all their rules and stuff. So as a W-2 employee and paying yourself through payroll as an S-corp, then that actually goes on the profit and loss, and it is a deduction for the business. Now, let's just like slow down a bit and just kind of thinking about, all right, let's take a break and think of exactly what it is. So the benefits of being an S-corp, you don't have to pay self-employment tax. and that's 15.3% of your profits. That's a lot of money. But there's a catch, okay? So don't go filing your paperwork yet. But that is a lot of money. If you're paying 15.3% on your profits for the whole year, that's a lot of money. So for example, if you're an LLC and you have $200,000 of sales, $60,000 of expenses, and your profit then is $140,000, your self-employment tax is $21,000. $21,420 to be exact. When you switch to S Corp, that goes away and that gets replaced with what is called payroll tax. It still is 15.3%. It gets split between you as an employee and you as a business owner. So don't want to confuse you too much. Basically, you will get paid through as an employee through payroll as an S Corp. Let's say your reasonable salary is $50,000. Your self-employment tax would be $7,650 as opposed to payroll, or your payroll tax would be $7,650. Your self-employment tax on the same amount would be $21,420. That's like over half of this. Like that's amazing savings right there. So again, as an S Corp, let's say you would do that. You have $200,000 of sales. Your expenses is $60,000. You pay yourself a salary of $50,000. I'm sorry, your expenses are $60,000. You pay yourself a salary of $50,000, which again, that's in a cost to your business. So that goes on the profit and loss. Then your profit at the end of the day is $90,000. And that basically you only pay that 15.3% of payroll tax on your $50,000 reasonable comp salary. Does that make sense? So it only, instead of paying 15.3% tax on your full $140,000, then you would only get paid, have to pay on $50,000. It's kind of confusing because they change up the name of it. But essentially it's the same thing. It's Social Security and Medicare tax, is what they're wanting to get paid. So whenever you're an LLC, it's called self-employment tax. Whenever you're a S-Corp, it's payroll tax, just split, half paid by the employee, half paid by the employer. You are both as a business owner, and so you still have to pay the full 15.3%, but instead you only have to pay it on your salary. So it's kind of a lot to think about, and a lot to kind of break down.
Hey, do you ever wonder if something can be classified as a business expense? What are business expenses? What are deductions? Well, I have something for you. It is my free business expense and deduction guide, and it walks you through exactly what they are, what tax write-offs are, what the IRS claims are allowed to be business expenses, as well as giving you a list of what I see common creative entrepreneurs use for tax deductions. So head over to www.loriannekuntz.com/deductions or click the link in the show notes to grab your free guide. Okay, now back to the episode.
But the key thing to remember is if you switch too soon, you're going to cost you more, because now as an S Corp owner, you have to file quarterly taxes. You have to file, and pay, unemployment tax. You have to pay workers' comp. You have to pay, for a second tax return at the end of the year. And that can be a lot of money. So there is cost associated to switching as an S Corp. So I want to be very cautious, and I want you to be very cautious when you switch and be very confident in your decision. That's why I want you to talk to your tax preparer, your bookkeeper, your CPA, and to see what options you have. One thing that I do want to mention as well is the salary. That is a must. There's a few people that have came to me and they're like, yeah, I switched to an S Corp and they haven't ran salary. That right there is a big red flag to the IRS. So if you are an S Corp, you're thinking about being an S Corp, but you're not going to pay yourself through as an employee of your own company, that's a red flag. And there's just a lot of things that can show up there, because of course they want to get their Social Security, Medicare tax. And so I want you to just think about it. Talk to your CPA, talk about it. But I would say just in general, if your business is profiting around $50,000 to let's say around $75,000 in profit, so sales minus expenses equals profit, so $75,000 in profit, then it would be about time to start thinking about the conversation and talking and having that conversation with your tax preparer, your bookkeeper, etc. And seeing like, hey, should we do it this year or should we wait another year? Because again, you can't go back. So once you make that election, that's what you're going to do. And you have to be paying all that extra fees. But remember, it can save you a lot of money. So again, $75,000 of profit in a year is a good idea. I want you to talk to your accountant, your CPA, your tax preparer, all the things. And just remember, March 15th is the deadline. So if you are wanting to elect for 2023, it's March 15th. So that is going to be about a month and a half from when this episode airs. So start having that conversation now. I'm sure you have so many things going on. You're trying to get your taxes ready, trying to get them filed, and all the things. But I want you to think proactively for next year and be like, should I file as an S-Corp for 2023? Unfortunately, you can't really go back and retroactively file as an S-Corp for 2022. You got to be proactive on this. So that's why I always recommend having a tax strategist and CPA working with you, also working with a bookkeeper. And another thing too is if you are an S-Corp, you are switching to be an S-Corp, I highly, highly, highly recommend having a bookkeeper do your bookkeeping. The reason why is because things change. So you have to have your payroll come through, and every single time you get paid through payroll, that affects like so many different accounts on the profit and loss and the balance sheet. And it can get messy very, very quick. And that's one thing that I have seen time over time again, where payroll is not documented properly. And I know this because I was a payroll specialist accountant for years, and I know what to look for. So we really just want to make sure that you are getting everything documented right and you have good numbers to know if you are ready to even become an S-Corp. Because if you don't have your numbers up to date and if they're not accurate, how are you going to know when the time is to be an S-Corp? Just like, how are you going to know when the time is to bring on a virtual assistant? How are you going to know when the time is to bring on second shooters for your photography business, or more designers or contractors for your agency? There's so many things that you have to have your bookkeeping up to date with accurate numbers consistently so that you can make these type of decisions. These are big decisions for your company. Switching to an S-Corp is a big decision. Bringing on team members is a big decision. Getting a studio is a big decision. And that's why you have to make sure that you have your numbers accurate. They're ready to go so you can quickly pull the numbers, run it, do an analysis, and see if this is the right move for you. So if you have any questions, let me know. I know S-Corps are very confusing. They're very overwhelming. There's a lot of stuff to do with them. Like, there's a lot of just intricate details. And I threw out a lot of numbers there for a second. But basically what happens is, instead of getting taxed 15.3% on all of your profit for the year, you only get taxed 15.3% on your reasonable comp. So again, if we go back to our example, we would only get taxed 15.3% on $50,000 versus $140,000. And that's a lot of savings. That's an example. That is not actual numbers. I mean, depending on where you live in the United States, depending on what your job title is, will actually depend, like, make your reasonable comp go up or down. And again, talk to your CPA for that. So that's all I have for you. Message me on Instagram, email me, let me know what questions you have. I know it's very kind of just a lot. But again, I recommend reaching out to your financial team and seeing if this is a good option. And March 15th is the deadline. So go look at your numbers and see if it's the right move for you.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Profit Priority Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, please take a few seconds to leave a rating and review. This helps our podcast continue to grow and reach others just like you. As always, you can head over to loriannkuntz.com to join our email list, as well as check out all the links and resources in the show notes. You can also follow me on Instagram and TikTok at loriannkuntz.co. That's all for now. See you next week.